thanks for coming in. I know you're a terribly busy man because things are happening, aren't they, for the festival?
Yeah, things are really happening. It's been quite a whirlwind, actually. You know, it's funny, we start months and months in advance. I start watching films and collecting films because we don't do a call out for films and as such. And so, you know, I look at a whole lot of different sort of, you know, types of films, features, documentaries, you know, narratives. And you know, it just takes a really long time. This year we've just got so many films that I had to get through that I think, you know, for the next iteration of the festival, I'm going to have a team to help me watch them and get through them all.
I know, it takes a lot longer than you think. Yeah. I worked on watching a lot of films for the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like I needed a quick fix and a lie down after a while.
my kids are like, what are you watching this film for? Oh, you know, I'm constantly explaining to them because they have no interest, you know.
Mm.
And I've realised how little time I spend with them and how much time I spend with the TV with a screen, yet telling them to get off their screen. So
yeah,
a bit of a hypocrite.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, by the by, because the Birrarranga. Say it, yeah, Birrarranga. And it's very important, isn't it? Because Birrarranga is about, that's got river involved in it.
Yeah, it's a river location in Wairarung.
Yeah, Birrarranga. But the thing about it is that this is a pretty important festival because, and the fact that there are so many films to watch tells us that First Nations people right across the world have really embraced this medium.
100%. I mean, it's one of the most, if not the most powerful medium to get your voice heard and to share with the world who you are as a First Nations person. I mean, it's one of the main reasons that I wanted to put a festival together many, many years ago. I just didn't know how to do it. And, you know, like would have it, I'd, you know, have a lot of friends in this world and just joined the dots and figured it out, and here we are. I mean, you know, I think what really is striking for me is no matter where the films come from around the world, we here in this country share, as Aboriginal people, share the very same themes, and we have a, you know, the commonality in the storytelling that we have with people, say, from the Saka community or the, you know, Sami community or the Māori community. We're talking about and fighting against colonisation, and at the core of who we are and what we're doing and what we're trying to say as storytellers, as First Nation people, is culture. And that's just always evident.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I noticed that in the Australian contributions to the program, one of them, of course, is the film that's just been, it's going to get its premiere, isn't it? Robbie Thorpe, Our Warrior.
Yeah.
And that was one of the films that you couldn't tell us about at the launch.
No, that was one of the films we couldn't really sort of talk too much about, but you know, the reason is because it was it just came to the program very, very late. Because I wasn't aware that this film existed, and I got a phone call from a mutual friend of mine in Robbie's, and he mentioned it, and I was like, oh, I need to see this film. What's going on? Yeah, so yeah, it's in the program, and it's already had a family screening, and it's done really well, and we have. We've sold out the session already. It's been selling incredibly well. And so we're soon to announce, if it isn't already up, another session, which I think we already did yesterday, and I think it's selling really fast also. So it's, you know, it just says a lot about, you know, the kinds of stories that the community want to see and the types of, you know, incredible people within our community that need to have their voice heard and need to be seen and need to be respected en masse Yeah. That's how I see it.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also, of course, the film about the release, finally, of the Indian activist.
Leonard Peltier, yeah, Free Leonard.
Right on the other side of the world.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, this is a man who was accused of murdering two FBI agents. Free Leonard Peltier is the name of the film, and which he did not do, but he got 50 years in prison for something he did not do. I saw the film. I watched the screener one night, and I was really blown away by the film, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, and I went to bed dreaming about it, and I woke up and my wife said, "He's free." I'm like, what are you talking about? The next day he was free. He was released. It was announced that he was getting released from jail. I was gobsmacked. I couldn't believe it. So we got onto it straight away. And with that film, it's a co-presentation with the Melbourne International Film Festival, and which we're really excited about, because it's the first time that we've been able to, you know, collab with, you know, with MIF, and they've been so generous and supportive, and we've also been very generous and supportive. It's a very good thing to be happening. You know, it gets a lot of eyeballs on this, and it's selling very, very fast.
Well, I suppose in a way this is all about collaboration. It's all about alliances, and this is all about culture.
Yeah, it is. It's all about, yeah, it is about culture. It's about
methodology.
Yeah, it's about the festival itself is about allowing an opportunity for filmmakers to have their story seen and heard, and allowing the communities from, you know, the respective films in which they're made to be heard also and seen. And you know, look, there's a big need for this type of festival all around the world, and wherever colonization has happened, and we're all on the same page when it comes to that.
Well, there's a mighty amount of programs. There's 38 features. There's 9 short packages. First Nations filmmakers from Australia, New Zealand, Samoa, Canada, United States, Finland, Norway, Russia, Mexico, Hawaii, Sierra Leone, Kenya, Fiji, Peru. Yeah. Taiwan and beyond. And that's the thing. Actually, most people would not be aware that things like there are people who were First Nations people in Taiwan,
yeah,
for example. I mean, people are really unaware of the nature of colonisation, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the thing, you know, like the Sami community, the Saka community in Russia, Sama, and, you know, Norwegian, Norway and that region, are First Nations people. And these particular filmmakers punch well and truly above their weight. They're extraordinary filmmakers. I mean, we're opening with a Sami film.
Yeah, yeah, the Sami are really fascinating. The things, the stories that they bring to the screen have really been quite eye-opening to me, I'll have to say.
Yeah, and to me too. And it's really exciting, and it's an exciting time to be exposed to First Nations films from, you know, communities all over the world, because, you, like I said earlier, there's a common theme that runs through, and we have a connection there. You know, I was over in Norway a couple of years ago, and got to Kino, I think, and it was a museum we went into, and in that museum were images of the land rights movement, the 70s and the 80s, well, 70s and also protests from the 80s. They had images, they had a whole cabinet dedicated to the Australian Aboriginal movement. I was really gobsmacked. I couldn't believe it. So, you know, we have a very strong connection, a very strong bond, and we have quite a few Sami filmmakers coming out we have films in the festival from. And we have Aran 360, which is a collection of 11 short films from those filmmakers that were shot in 360 degrees. And we're showing it, and we're collaborating with our Nant Studios out at Dockland Studios. And when we were looking at these films there in that space, I just couldn't believe it, because it's such a long time coming, getting those films and getting the opportunity to screen these films in a space that sort of do them justice. And out at Dockland Studios, this is the perfect place. It's so exciting. We're really, really excited about not just that, but everything that we put together with this festival, because it's kind of taken on a life of its own. It's not something that we've consciously done in terms of it growing quite big. It's just, you know, what opportunities that have presented themselves as we've been thinking and planning, over the last year and a half. When they presented themselves, we've taken the opportunities and run with them and see what would happen. And the end result is this whole festival that we're putting together this year.
It's open your eyes and open your mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. Give them the basic details. How do they get tickets?
Well, to get tickets, go on our website. That's birraranga.world, birraranga.world. And you can get your tickets on our website.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for having me.